You're holding Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph and Menachis. Just the last line was, now Amud Beis and Beis was, that the Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Mitzvah Lohanicha B'Toy Chalol Shepesach, that where is the place to put a mezuzah on the doorpost? It's supposed to be Toy Chalol Shepesach, in the middle of the doorpost, means the space between the two doorposts, and not in front of the doorpost. So Mar says, Sheet of course, Bisharechom Rachmon. The Torah says Bisharechom. So Rashi says the Hainu Mokum Skiras Hashar. That's the place where you close the gates. And when you close the gates, like when you close the door, it goes in between the two doorposts. So Pshita, that's the place where to put the mezuzah. So Mar says no. Sakha Batachimin, I would have thought to say without Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha that Hoyav Yomar Rav. Since Rav says Mitzvah La Nicha B'Tefach Hasamach L'Shus Rabim. On top, that mitzvah lo nicha, the pesach hasamach l'shus rabim, since it's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah with the tefach close to the shus rabim, and we'll still see the reason why. So I would have thought to say maybe kama de merachek mali, the more further out of the house you put the mezuzah, the better off you are. So maybe you could even put it outside the doorpost, unless they're the front wall of the house. But maybe it does not have to be in the space between the two doorposts. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush now, that so it has to be between the two doorposts. That's the Mokum where to put the mezuzah. But there are certain cases, let's say a person cannot put the mezuzah in the Chlal of the Pesach, he cannot put it in between the doorposts, the two doorposts, let's say where a door closes in between, and there's no space there to put the mezuzah there, so then he has to ask a Shalom. Then usually they tell you to put the mezuzah right outside the doorpost, on the front part of it. You can put the mezuzah there also. Now the Gemara says, "The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel Kosval Shnei Dafim Psulam." If you write a mezuzah on two sheets, Shnei Dafim, it's Psula. Because the mezuzah has to be on one sheet. Rav Sam Kalona means on two columns. Rashi's Mashmi, even on two columns, it's possible. Mezuzah has to all be in one column. So Meisra, I have a question. Says Alacha Kosval Shnei Dafin, if you wrote the mezuzah on two sheets or on two columns, V'nicha B'Shnei Sifin, and you put them on two doorposts by the door, so P'sula, so it's possible, so it's Mashma, why? Because each column of it was on a different doorpost. Mashma B'Saf Echad, if both columns would be on one doorpost, then K'shera, then the mezuzah would be kosher. Mashm, even though it's made from two different columns. So to say, it's not like Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Smor says, no, what it meant to say here was, Ruya L'Shnei Sifin Kamri, that the mezuzah is fit to be used on two doorposts, meaning it's written on two different columns, then it's possible. And it's only kosher if the mezuzah was written completely on one column. So for the Gemara Luchu would be Mashmuel, that if you have the mezuzah on two dafim, it'd be psula. However, L'maisa, the Mechaba Paskins, in Siman Reish Peches, if based that it's Sarach Lakosva B'daf Echad, it's only Lechatchilu you have to write the mezuzah in one column. But Zim Kosva B'Shnei, Oy B'Gimel Dafin, Kshera, that B'Dievet is Kosher. And the Gros said, that's the way it's Mashma of the Yishalmi like that, that B'Dievet is Kosher. Now the Gemara says, V'Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, in mezuzah Holachach HaHeketzir, by mezuzah you go after the heker, the way where the hinges of the door is, which way the door swings, you go after which way the door opens, like we'll soon see. So the Gemara says, my heketzir, what does it mean to say you go after the hinge? So Omar of Adar, Rav Adar says, it means avaksa, it means the sockets of the door, the sockets where the hinge of the door is. Now the Gemara says, hekidomi, what are we talking, what's the case here? That you have to look upon the sockets of the hinge of the door, negate the hilchos mezuzah. To go into cases like this, that pischo, you have an opening, a door here, to bein trei bati, between two houses, between two rooms really, bein de gavri levei nashi. One room is, let's say, a men's room, and one room is a lady room. Kitsi, you have a house that you go through the house, and like on the end of the house, there are two rooms there that connect one to another. And we know the halacha is you have to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door going into the room. So usually you know what's called going in and what's called going out. Let's say you have two rooms adjacent one to another that the same way you go into one, you go into the other. So really this door between the two rooms, you're not sure which way is considered coming in and which way is considered coming out. So you do not know which side of this door should you put the mezuzah. You have to put it on the right side of the door coming into the room. And here, the same way you come in this way to this room, that entrance is also an exit or an entrance into the next room. So in such a case, we do not know what's the right side, we go after the hinge. In other words, whichever way the door, usually the side where the hinge is, that's usually the way you open up the door. So the hinges are closer to one room, meaning the door opens up into that room, so then it's considered a Pesach opening up into that room, and therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side going into that room. Whereas if the hinge is closer to the other room, so then the pshat is the door opens up into the other room, then we consider the right of the way coming in to the other room. So that's how we use the second tier. Now usually we know you're supposed to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. What's called the right side? L'chatchilu you always go bosa biyosa labayis. The way you come into the house from the front entrance, the main entrance of the house, normally the way you would walk straight through the rooms, the normal way of walking through the rooms, so every room as you go in, the right side of that door, that's where you put the mezuzah. We're only saying there's a case like this, that even though you go through the house, there are two ways that in the back of the room, in the back of the house, you have these two rooms which are connected one to another, there's a door in between them, that you go both ways, then we have to come onto a heketzir. But usually the eighth ridge, you go both the way you come into the house, the front way, walking straight through the house. So the Gemara says, Reish Kalusa Bona Beisa. Reish Kalusa had a house built for him. Omalei Rav Nachman, we told Rav Nachman, Kavuli Mezuzasa, come and put mezuzas on my house. So Omalei Rav Nachman said, listen, Tolei Dasha Bereisha, first put up the doorpost, like this last piece of wood that's going to be on the doorpost, first put the doorpost into the wall first, and then I'll put the mezuzah on it. But if I put the mezuzah on the doorpost now, and then you bang the doorpost onto the wall, that would be a psul from Tasov Leiman Asui, that you have to put the mezuzah onto the doorpost. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Ason Kimin Naga Psula, you put a mezuzah like a naga, like a peg, means straight, horizontally, so the mezuzah is psula. You cannot put a mezuzah horizontally. The Gemara says, Aini, it's not true. I evoke Yossi, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef. When Rav Yitzchak by Yosef came, Omri said like this, that Kulhu Mezuzosa Devei Rebbe, all the mezuzahs in Rebbe's house, were Kemin Naga Rebbe Avidim. They were all made like a peg. So what happened mean it was, they were all horizontally put into the wall. And also another halach he said over was, Vehi Pischa, the Yayel Be Rebbe Levei Medrosha. Rebbe had like a special private learning room right next to the Beis HaMedrash. So when used to that entrance from his private room into the Beis HaMedrash, it was heavy like mezuzah. He did not have a mezuzah room on that entrance. That door going into the Beis HaMedrash, he did not have a mezuzah. We'll soon see later why not. And Rashi says the Messias was a Pesach Kotan Hoyulei the Rebbe, Eitzel Mekoymoi, V'nichnas V'yetzel Bo Kadesh Le'atriach Tamidov, Lamer V'fonav Im Yavol Lefneim. It was a small door that just he himself used to come in from his learning room into the Beis Medrash. In order not to have to walk through the back of the Beis Medrash to make everybody stand up for him, he used to have a small entrance all the way up front just to walk straight in. But our core point of the first theory is, we said before, if you put the mezuzah horizontally, it's possible. And there it says, by Bei Rav, all the mezuzahs put horizontally. Sumara says, I'll tell you, there's no stira. Sumara says, Lekasha, Hodi Avido Kisichto. And Echlami, if the mezuzah is made Kisichto, like a regular peg, completely horizontally, that's like a puzzle. That's no good. The mezuzah has to be vertically, not horizontally. Hod, after we say the Rebbe's house, all the mezuzahs were made like a peg, Hodi Avido Kistaviro. It was not completely horizontally, it was like a right angle. Kistavira, Rashi says, Kistavira means Naga Kishalumnim Kizer. After Rashi says, Kistavira means Kihecha Demokom Chibur, Hashukvi Regal, that your knee and thigh are connected. Heavy Ashuk Zokib is like the thigh is straight up, no malo. The regular Sheikhib and the regular is bent over, a little bit like a right angle. So if you have your mezuzah like that, since the top part of the mezuzah is Zokib, is straight up, that's also kosher. So this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara that the mezuzah should be vertically and not horizontally. If it's horizontally, it's possible. However, Tais brings down to the Benotam argues in Rashi, and Benotam is just the opposite. There's not covered to have something standing up, ad rabba, but it should be horizontally. So according to Benotam, the way a mezuzah should be is horizontally and not vertically. So Maisa, that's why when we put our mezuzah, we try and be yetzah both shittas. We do not have our mezuzah straight up vertically, but we have it a little bit tilted towards the side, as if to be yetzah both shittas. That's our minute usually. Ravada Mikuradin, the Rokh was like Rashi, that the mezuzah should be straight up and should not be horizontally. Just yes, Rabbeinu Tam Shitru, so the heel is the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam holds that vertically it's possible and horizontally it's kosher, therefore we have our mezuzahs slanty. Now the Gemara is on the second memory said over from Rebbe was that he did not have a mezuzah on his small door that entered to the base of Medrash. So Gemara says, Ein, it's not that way. For who pischa? Devi Ayobo Rav Huna Lebe Medrasha, by Rav Huna's house. He also had a door that he entered from his house, like from his room, into the Beis Medrash, for every law mezuzah. And he had a mezuzah there. So how come before we're saying over that by Rebbe's house, or the very Rebbe, he did not have a mezuzah on the door going into the Beis Medrash? What's the story with? Do you have to have one or not? So Gemara's lashon is, the Gemara's answer is, Hahu Rogel Hevi. There he was used to using that door. But Rav Huna partially means it wasn't a private door only he used. A lot of people used it. It was Ruggel. And since it was Ruggel, a lot of people used it, therefore it was Mechuyev in the mezuzah. By Shankin before by Rebbe, there was a private door only he used it, therefore you're not Mechuyev in the mezuzah. So that's what Rashi says, that Ruggel Rebbe means Rav HaNechnes in the Beis HaMedrash was B'yos HaPesach. So the most of the entrance was going through that room, through that door, Rav Huna, therefore was Mechuyev in the mezuzah. By Shankin, by Rebbe, most of the times he went to the Beis HaMedrash, he used the other door, not this private door. Therefore, since this private door was not used that often, was not the Ruggel, it's not Mechuyev in the mezuzah. That's Rashi Shita. And Rashi learns that's from the next Gemara, that the Gemara says, Tiyam Rav Yud, Omar Rav, the mezuzah holachachu ha-Ruggel. By mezuzah, you go after the door that you regularly use most of the times. So Rashi says in the case, in Yesh Beis Pesach and Lechederecha, let's say one room has two doors to it. So Beis Pesach, that door, Sherogu Lotzes Vlovoi Yoser, the door that you use most often, that's the one you have to use in mezuzah. That's what Rashi learns from this Gemara. So according to Rashi, if you have two doors going into one room, and you use one door much more often than the other door, so you only have to put up a mezuzah with that door that you use more often, not the other door. So that's the Rashi learns of Pshat here also. That by Rebbe, when he went to the Beis HaMedrash, he didn't use it that often. The main door that he used was the other door. Therefore, the other door was Mechuyev in the mezuzah, not this one. Mashenka by Rav Huna's house, there this door was used mostly, therefore it was Mechuyev in the mezuzah. That's the way Rashi learns. All the Mepharshim learn not like Rashi, that Avad, if you have two doors going into one room, Avada, both doors is Mechuyev in the mezuzah. Even though you use one more than the other one, but since both are meant to be used as an entrance, therefore Avada, both are Mechuyev in the mezuzah. The Gemara only means in the case here in our Gemara, where you had this private door going into the Beis HaMedrash. Here going into the Beis HaMedrash, since anyway people hold, they are to hold the Beis HaMedrash, support them in a mezuzah. It's only over here that you went in from your house, so since this Pesach, you're not rogel to use, therefore you're part of a mezuzah. But Mashenka and Rav Huna, it was like a Pesach that was rogel to the Lotus boy from Beisai, therefore it's chayv in a mezuzah. But they learned a special sugiyah by a door going into a Beis HaMedrash. But about the other doors, any door, anytime you use the door, about the yimachuyah to put a mezuzah, even though there are two doors going into one room. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, Mitzvah L'Nicha B'Tchilas Shlish El Yom. Where's the place, how high up on the doorpost should you put the mezuzah? So he holds the mitzvah is to put it at the beginning of the top third. where they divide your doorposts into threes, and the beginning of the top third, that's the mokum where to put the mezuzah. So that's what Rav Masna on Omar Shmuel says. However, Rav Huna Omar Rav Huna says, Magbiya minakaka tefach, as long as the mezuzah is at least one tefach off the ground, or else so machik minakara tefach, or else you have to make sure it's not the top tefach of the doorpost either. Those two tefachim you cannot put a mezuzah. But v'chol ha-pesach kula kosher mezuzah, the rest of the doorpost, any place on the doorpost, is kosher to put a mezuzah up. So Mora says, Meitzvah, I have a question. It says, Magbiya minakaka tefach. You have to make sure the mezuzah is at least one tefach off the ground. And also, Umachit minakara tefach. You have to make sure it's at least one tefach down from the roof. Umachit minakara, from the roof, one tefach. But v'chol ha-pesach kula kosher mezuzah, different Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Screw it, this comes out good. Like Rav Huna says, for Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole doorpost is kosher for the mezuzah, just not the top tefach or the bottom tefach. However, now it says that Rabbi Yossi holds and says, the apostle says, ukshartem uchsavtem. You have to make a kshira, means tefillin, uchsavtem, writing a mezuzah. So we dashen like this, ma kshira begvoya, just like the tefillin. You put it on top of your head, it's begoiva, by the mokum shomoichosh tenig reifis, put on top of your head, that's the mokum at tefillin. So he yelled, af ksiva, the same thing, the mezuzah, the begoiva should be on the top part of the door, the doorpost. The pashtun means mamash all the way on top, even the top tefach. And so the Gemara says, bishleim the Rav Huna, it's very good according to Rav Huna, the yomek Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna also like Rav Yehuda shita. Ela lishmuel, that Shmuel says, no, not all the way on top, but only the beginning of the top third, but not the rest of the doorpost. And so the yomek kaman, who does Shmuel say like? The Chulay Krab Yudah that says the whole doorpost is kosher. For Lay Krab Yudah, not like Krab Yudah either, that he sold that only the top part of the doorpost is kosher. So Chur Shmuel does not sound like either one of them. So Marin says, Amrav Huna Bered Rav Nosin, Liyelam Krab Yudah. I'll tell you really, maybe Shmuel holds talk like Krab Yudah.